You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Bravo LLC recently developed the first smartphone GPS-based cashless payment gateway to help the service professional that depends on gratuities capture loss of revenue for those instances of no cash in a private, non-disruptive, or invasive transaction without sharing information or pictures. When using the app, there is no need for swiping cards or using readers, since we use a patent-pending software and hardware GPS and near-field technology. With recent reports show 1 in 10 Americans leave home without a dollar in their pockets, 80% carry $20 or less, this app certainly helps to fill the void in the marketplace. The founders spent years developing the concept and making sure it was both a safe and secure method of payment. Maria Luna, one of the founders, is here today to tell us more about this innovative new app called Bravo. Maria, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. Likewise, we're very excited about this opportunity.
And we are as well. It's absolutely phenomenal what Bravo is offering here. So remind our listeners the history behind Bravo Tipping, and why did you decide to create this app?
Well, Bravo was created out of a real necessity because most of us no longer carry cash. The co-founder and I, Dr. Hector Rodriguez, were on a trip in Utah in a very secluded area where the nearest ATM was far away. We ran out of cash like most of us do, and we received exceptional service from so many people in the area, especially our tour guide, and we felt bad that we didn't have enough cash to properly thank everybody and honor their service. On the way back, we started talking about it. It was actually Dr. Hector Rodriguez's idea to come up with an app that you could sync with your credit card and provide the tip right on the spot without the need to go to an ATM, get money, et cetera. So it was born out of a real necessity, and it was created to honor so many service professionals that work really hard, and on many instances, they miss on cash or on the opportunity of being properly tipped.
Do you believe the future of the tipping industry will become totally digital?
Well, I don't know about totally digital, but Bravo is here to disrupt the market in a positive way. Because like we mentioned, if in 20% of this cases you get no tip because, sorry, no cash, or 37% of the time people under tip the service professionals because they carry little cash, so they get, you know, $1 or $2, and that's it. So we're here to help fill that gap. I don't think unless cash goes away, you know, from society because the government decides to disappear cash will always have a spot. But Bravo, it's here to fill those instances where are very common and more common nowadays where you just have plastic with you or your cell phone only.
I heard you also partnered with Alice Cooper's Solid Rock Center. Tell us about the partnership and how your vision aligns with this teen center.
Well, Alice Cooper's Solid Rock Teen Center, it's a wonderful place in town, and we not only partner with them, but we also partner with many other associations that are doing good for our local communities or the communities in general. And since day one, since we were born to honor people, we were born to make a better society, and we are partnering with these organizations that are doing serious job in our communities, making them better. Their purpose is to help these kids to stay focused in art, in education, through music, through dance, to stay positive, to become their best. And we are all about that since the day we were created to make a better society around us. So we thought it was a perfect way to give back. So we give back in many ways. One is Bravo, it's a gateway for payments and donations. So they signed up. So if today you want to donate to the Alice Cooper Solid Rock Teen Center, you download Bravo, you enter the code LX65, and they will pop up, and you can send their your donation. The beauty of Bravo is you can donate, and they will receive 100% of your donation. For example, if you want to send them $10, so you will send them $10, and you will pay a very small fee of 20 cents for that transaction, but they will receive the whole $10. And that, for organizations like that, it can add up when they have to pay fees for receiving donations through other payment gateways. But not only we're partnering with them in that sense, in the sense of donating, we're also partnering because they have wonderful artists that are coming out of the center, and we are creating the Bravo Concert Series, where we're going to provide a series of events where these artists can go and participate and show their talent. And we also invite very well-known bands. For example, this Saturday we're going to have on June 6th at the Sip Coffee and Beer House in Old Town Scottsdale, we're going to have our feature artist Jared and the Mill. They're a very well-known band, fantastic music. And on top of that, being them the feature artists, we're going to have other local artists that are wonderful, and they're, like, becoming very well-known, like Remy De La Mora, Tom Kumagai, Janelle Lowe's, Greg Armijo. And from the Alice Cooper Solid Rock Center, we're going to have Vintage Wednesday, Rachel Brown, Noah Drogon, and I am. Probably I'm mispronouncing some of the names, but these wonderful teens created their own bands, and they're going to have a chance to be in the Bravo Concert Series events showing their talent.
Certainly an enjoyable way to not only promote Bravo, but to join in and partner together for great causes. Today we're joined by Maria Luna, co-founder of Bravo Tipping Made Easy, that is becoming the best alternative to tipping without using cash, with social integrity, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Moving forward, what are the plans for the partnership, and how can one donate to the charity of their choice using Bravo?
Many organizations have signed up to receive donations through Bravo, like we mentioned, the Alice Cooper Solid Rock Teen Center. It's one of them. So if the organization is already signed up, like they are, or, for example, Chiquita Chihuahua Rescue, it's another one, you just download Bravo either by going to trybravo.com and finding the link there to download it to your phone, or you can go to your App Store or Google Play Store and download Bravo by typing Bravo Tipping Made Easy. The application will come up, you download it, and then you follow a few questions that the app is very self-explanatory, so you sign up and you link your credit card to the app once asked. And then you can select the different organizations. For example, Alice Cooper, like I mentioned, you can donate to them with the code LX65. If it's Chiquita Chihuahua Rescue, which is another of the organizations we're helping, you enter VGQN, V as in Victor, G as in Gate, Q, N as in No, and you enter their code, and you can send your donation to them. But let's say you have another organization that you want to donate. You can invite them to create a profile at Bravo by going to trybravo.com or downloading the app, like I mentioned. They sign up to receive donations through Bravo. They share their Bravo code with you, and you're ready to send them donations.
You certainly got it well set up. Who else is currently using the app, and what cities are you looking to enter in next?
We launched locally in Phoenix first, and there's about 59 valet stations using Bravo right now that are all over the city, and they're powered by Desert Parking and Integrity Valet. And most of the up-and-coming places like Vig, Ozo, La Grande Orange, and many other places in town, Chelsea's Kitchen that I have top of my mind, the valet parking, you can go and tip the valet with Bravo. We also have numerous nail salons, hair salons, but also another area where you can go and tip with Bravo, which is very interesting, is the small golf carts that are all over the old town in Scottsdale. They're all accepting Bravo, so you can tip the person that drives you from one bar to the other or one restaurant to the other with the app. Another thing that we have observed from our users and the people that write to us is that it is being used for peer-to-peer payments. For example, we go out tonight for dinner, and we want to split the bill, so you paid it, and I send you your share or my share of the bill through Bravo. Another letter we received the other day from a user, they're in New York, and a family member lives in Miami, so it was her birthday, and the person in New York invited the person in Miami to sign up, and then she sent a birthday present through Bravo with a message, because at the end of the transaction you can send a message saying happy birthday, love you, and they use Bravo for that, which was an interesting letter that we received from a user.
You certainly have my mind racing as to the possibilities of using Bravo. What platforms can you download the app on, and how does it actually work?
Well, it is right now available in Apple Store and Google Play, so anybody with an Android or iPhone can use Bravo. But to receive money with Bravo, even if you do not have a smartphone but you still want to create a profile, you can go to trybravo.com. You can download the app from there, but if you don't have a smartphone, in trybravo.com, you can create a profile. It will generate for you a Bravo code that then you can share with anybody that you want to send you money or anybody that wants to donate to you if you're an organization.
And lastly, is there a cost for the app?
No, the app is totally free to download and will always be. So if you want to download the app and try it, it's totally free. Like I mentioned, the transaction, it is extremely low cost. For example, for me, if I want to send you money, you're an organization or somebody I want to pay, for the convenience, I would pay a 2% transaction fee. For example, if I owe you $10, I will pay 20 cents for that transaction. But imagine if you have to go walk to an ATM, pay the ATM fees most of the time, run from $2.50 to even $4, and the inconvenience of not, you know, having to walk, find the nearest ATM, probably an ATM that it's not linked to my bank. So it can be costly and more than anything inconvenient. So there's a small fee that the person sending the money pays, but it is actually a minimum fee.
Maria, I think it's brilliant. Certainly have enjoyed the conversation. It's trybravo.com. Maria, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish your efforts and all success with Bravo.
Thank you. It has been an honor to be interviewed by you. Thank you and have a great day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Maria Luna, co-founder of Bravo Tipping Made Easy, that is becoming the best alternative to tipping without using cash, with social integrity. And once again, the website of reference is trybravo.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.